This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly here, Pete writes from Reno, you were talking about adolescents rising to 24 years old. I don't know if you guys remember that last week. They want to change the term from adolescents from 10 to 19 to 10 to 24 years old. Okay. He writes, my son is 27, still lives at home, smokes weed, doesn't hold a job, doesn't care about anything, doesn't have a girlfriend. How do I get him to become a productive adult? Goes into a little bit more detail. But basically, his kid lives at home, smokes pot, no job. He's 27. All right? And he doesn't want to kick the kid out of the house. He writes a little bit further into this. It's kind of a long email, but I want to start talking. I don't want to just read his email. But to shorten it for you, he, Hard Knocks sort of way of doing it, you know, where tough love, he doesn't think will happen. He thinks the kid will just end up being homeless. So here's the problem. Okay, if the kid didn't smoke weed, this would be a lot easier. But because they smoke weed, it starts to dampen their motivation. But here's my thinking, okay? And again, this is easier for me to see because I'm not his parent, okay? Because kids don't listen to their parents. And I wish there was, like, a team of people you could hire that'll come in and get their poop together, okay? You know, smack them upside the head and say, all right, this is what we're going to do. And the key to doing that is finding what makes this kid tick. Okay? Now, you as a parent should know that. But I'm just as guilty with my kids. When they were younger, oh, I knew they loved Transformers. They loved lightsaber, you know, toys from Star Wars. They loved the Nerf guns. Okay? Anything that made a mess in the house. Okay. But now, you know, my son, he's 17 and a half, and he just mumbles all the time, and he always looks stoic. I rarely see him smile. He's not unhappy, but he's too cool for school. And so finding something he's excited about, maybe I'll get a, you know, are you hungry? No. Well, do you want to go to, I don't know, Fuddruckers? Or, oh. Yeah, okay. I'm not saying Fuddruckers is the most exciting thing, okay? But the thing is there is a way, even with your kid, or in this particular Pete's case, a kid on pot, there is a way to find something that makes them tick, and it may even be pot. It may be able to have a stash of pot. I don't know. But what you need to do is you need to help him find what gets him up in the morning. What gets him excited? Okay? So let's say this kid really likes the type of car. Now, hopefully it's not a Lamborghini or a Celine or something like that. Okay, I mean, hopefully it's something that's reasonable. But let's say your kid wants a new car. Okay? Or wants his own car. All right, then how are we going to get there? Okay? I mean, you know, what are we going to do to get you that so you get your own car? What if you want a girlfriend? Do you want a girlfriend? No, I got porn. No. I mean, don't you want kids later? But there's got to be something that excites them. Now, many times they got to be drug-free. Maybe they have to go through rehab. All right? But in this particular case, now with the marijuana legal, we're not going to see a lot of people just, you know, agree to go to rehab. They're going to be like, no, it's legal, so it's safe. Well, not entirely, but we'll talk about that later. So we got to find what makes this kid tick. And I know he's 27 years old, but let's say he wants to live. I go, do you want to live on your own? Do you want to have your own apartment? Do you want money? Let's figure out a way where you can make money. Let's find something you like to do. Now, maybe this kid is just so into pot that, fine, why don't you write a book about pot? Why don't you, there's a lot of industries in marijuana right now. You want to work at a pot store? No, I don't want to do that. But find something where that may, and it may be something so esoteric. It may be a dream that this kid always had, and you need to find that. But a lot of people don't have that willpower, and it's because we've lost the idea of, you know, if you don't work, you starve. I mean, when I was growing up, I moved out of the house. I wanted to just support myself. I never wanted to go back home. And the fear of being homeless, because I really hated living at home, and, you know, I've told you some of the stories, and just never wanted to go back. That fear of not being able to support myself made me work, I don't know how many jobs, while going through school. You weren't even supposed to work in medical school, and I still did. I waited tables. I worked at Jack in the Box. I tutored. I did so many different jobs while going to school just so I could make sure, did I like the jobs? Did I like flipping burgers at Jack in the Box? There was a way to make it fun, yeah. I can make fun out of anything, but, you know, no, that wasn't my dream, but I did it because it was a means to an end. The average person, and we need to teach this younger group of individuals, the average person does not like their job. That's just the way it is. Yeah, there are ways to love your job. There are ways to have fun while you're there. But you are going to, throughout the day, have to do things that you don't like. There are some things you're going to have to do that sucks. And even though I'm very, very impressed with the millennial generation, and I think they get really bad rap, you know, and they're told that they're, oh, and entitled and they're lazy. I don't think that's the case. I think what the millennials are dealing with is the idea of, if you don't want to watch that TV show, you don't have to. You can Netflix and see something else. If you don't want to wait for a message, you could get a message by text. If you don't want to go to a library, you don't have to. You could Google it. And so whenever we don't want something, there's always a way to get something we do want. If you don't want to look like that, you don't have to. Just take the picture differently, use some filters, Photoshop, and you can look like this. So now here's a concept of a marriage or a job or a career, and those are harder to make it the way you like them. You don't have that control like you do with your smartphone and your computer with everything else. And so teaching the young individual, I have to do that even with the Generation Zers, which would be my boys, that you may be working and doing something you don't like, that's going to stink. But it's for that goal. And if that's what you want, if you want to go to Hawaii, if you want that car, if you want to live on your own, if you want to support your family, that's what you have to do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Michael Phelps opens up about how he wanted to commit suicide after the 2012 Olympics. He's 32 years old. And this last week, he said that he struggled with bouts of depression after every Olympic game since 2004. He did, you know, seek help, and he credits therapy for saving his life. But when you hear cases like this, you think to yourself, wait a second, he's like one of the most highly decorated Olympian of all times. And he wanted to kill himself? So we're going to talk about this in a sec. He's 32 years old. He sought help in 2012 with two DUIs and a whole public, I guess, lashing of his drug abuse was made known. And he claims that he wants to take his own life. He's the father of one. His wife, Nicole Johnson, 32 years old, is now expecting their second child. and he wants to share his experience to break the stigma of mental illness and urge anyone battling depression to get the help that they need. He had spoken to David Axelrod at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago as part of a national summit focusing on depression and other mental health issues. He said he experienced his first depression spell in 2004. The same year, he won his first gold medal as a 15-year-old at the Athens Olympic Games. Really, after every Olympics, I think I fell into a major state of depression. Then after taking home 8 record-breaking gold medals in 2008, he started smoking pot. He said it, or pictures surfaced, he said it would be just me self-medicating myself, basically daily, to try to fix whatever it was that I was trying to run from. Then he was arrested twice for a DUI, but the lowest point came in 2012 when he spent 5 days in his room without food or sleep. He said, I didn't want to be in the sport anymore, I didn't want to be alive. Of his darkest moments, he said, you do contemplate suicide. Then he sought professional help. And he said he had compartmentalized his emotions, and he was finally ready to open up about what he was feeling. All right. So, he does have a Michael Phelps Foundation that promotes healthy, active lives for children through swimming, offers stress management programs. So, he could be a victim. I mean, let's look at, I know this is kind of hard for any of us to fathom because, you know, it looks like he lives a blessed life. I mean, he will be on Wheaties boxes forever. I mean, he has the life that I think most of us would have fantasized about. Did I ever tell you guys this? When I didn't think I was going to make it into show business because I didn't think I was sexy enough, back in 1994, I imagined myself an Olympic ice skater, right? Because Nancy Kerrigan had unfortunately gotten hurt with the whole Tonya Harding thing. Tonya Harding stunk. So the Olympic committee was going to ask me, Dr. Dahlia, although I wasn't a doctor at the time, to be on the U.S. Olympic team. And me, because I'm so sassy, and so I'm so curvy, and I would play a lot better music, and I would make my, you know, ice skating routines cooler, I became an instant hit, and I became an Olympic gold skater, gold medalist, beating everybody out. And so that was just kind of always a dream or fantasy of mine. Until I actually got on skates and fell over. No, I actually can ice skate. I really can. I just, not Olympic style, obviously. So, you know, when you're in show business or when you're in sports, there's that goal to make it to the top. Okay? You make it. You get a part. Okay? You put a song out there. The Cranberries lead singer had just died. And from what I think we're being told was overdose. I mean, when you're in show business, you end up always wanting to reach for something. And then if you do get it, you want to stay there or still be recognized. And the reason why is everybody wants to be a Michael Jackson. Well, maybe not in this case, but everybody wanted to be a Michael Jackson or a Cher or an Elton John or a Madonna, where no matter what, everybody knows you. But if you notice, everybody still starts to have a fall in their fame. And with Olympic athletes, it's very hard to not be the best. So if you do lose, or if there's somebody younger, and you hear in the news, this person's going to be the next Michael Phelps, you're like, I don't want there to be a next Michael Phelps, I'm still here. I don't want to hear that I'm going to turn 40 or 50 or 60 or 70. I'm still here. This is who I am. Now, another thing from a biological and physiological standpoint with depression, exercise is very euphoric. Exercise gives you a certain high. It releases endorphins. So if all of a sudden after the Olympic Games, you are not competing and exercising to that degree, your body's not getting the endorphins. And so athletes may start to become depressed. Now, you know, we've been talking about CTE with football players, etc. What if some of their mood swings is the fact that they still aren't exercising? And so they're losing those endorphins. They're losing those extra, those extra spurts of energy, adrenaline, etc. that keeps their moods up and their serotonin. So biologically, he's going to start becoming depressed. Psychologically, he could start becoming depressed. And you almost wonder if every athlete feels this. Plus, athletes don't get to be in a movie that gets to play over and over and over again. Right? So, if you do, let's say, make it to a point and then you don't, there's reruns. Right? Carol Burnett's coming out with a whole new CD set, so people will be able to watch a Carol Burnett show. You know, there's, okay, but not with Olympic athletes. Maybe they may show, you know, during the Olympics, a quick clip of who won in 1976 or whatever, but no. So now you go to a Costco, or you go to a grocery store, nobody knows who you are, whereas you were on top of the world and you were famous. Now, some people might have hated the fame. And they like to be, you know, but others don't. And then what do? When you want to work, okay, what if there's something you want to do for work? Are you only going to get hired because you were an Olympian, or are you not going to get hired because you don't really have a lot of other skills? And then what? You're going to work a, you know, $4.50 an hour job somewhere? And so it's not that that would be, you know, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, how much of a pay cut just so you could still keep busy? So you end up, if you haven't squandered your money, living off of your endorsements, etc., and those will only last so long because then no one's going to want to endorse an old Olympian, and then hopefully you invested the money and you did something right and you had a good financial planner, but then are you waking up in the morning? Are you working? What are you doing? So a foundation is a great idea, etc. And so, you know, with Michael Phelps, I think, you know, I feel sorry for the guy. You'd think, okay, why the hell? But I do. I feel sorry for him. I think he is a victim to this. Now, if he could do it any different, and he was 14 and a half years old, would he have wanted to live a normal life and go about his everyday and whatever? Or would he have wanted to become an Olympian and at least be, you know, go down to through the history books? I don't know if he could answer that. You know, I mean, my guess is he was still probably chosen this. But, boy, did it mess with your head. It really does. I'm retiring. No, I'm not retiring. I'm retiring. No, I'm not retiring. And so I think athletes in general are at higher risk for depression. I think people in show business are at higher risk for depression. And I think that's really underestimated. I want to find out exactly. We have that news on, you know, we had talked about Tom Petty and Ray Halliday and talked about the Cranberry singer, Dolores O'Riordan. She was, I believe her funeral was on Sunday. And, she was Irish, and she was the singer of the Cranberries. And I remember they had a couple, you know, good hits in the 90s, then that was it. And so, you know, yeah, she probably, you know, still kept busy, etc. But, you know, when you become that huge, you're that gifted, and then, you know, she was 46 years old, too young. So, you know, I think sometimes it's a curse. And for those of us that don't make it famous, for those of us that, you know, go to work, come home to our families, go to work the next day, come back to our families, we may be the luckiest people alive. And not the Olympians, not the Golden Globe winners, not the Oscar winners. You know, nobody wants to be a has-been. And with us, if we never were, we can never be a has-been. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Elizabeth writes, my child is 32 years old and addicted to narcotics. He suffered a car accident when he was 25, and different doctors throughout the years gave him opioids to the point that now he's addicted. I am considering a lawsuit and think doctors need to be held responsible. Now, she goes on, but I want to stop it here. Her child is addicted to narcotics, and again, the knee-jerk response is, let's sue doctors. I understand that people are angry. These overdose deaths, like, for example, in my state, we have 400 a year. 400, way too many. But a drop in the bucket to all the people suffering in pain, which is why we're having a lot of issues with these, with this new bill, AB 474, that we have in my state. But still, 474 people dying, that doesn't exemplify how many people are addicted to narcotics. We have thousands of people are addicted to narcotics. And if there is some half-assed behavior on the part of the medical provider, that does have to be addressed. It does. Does a doctor need to be sued? No, of course not. I'll tell you why in a second. It's because I'm a doctor. I don't think doctors should be sued. They cut off the wrong leg. They won't let you get a mammogram when you think you have, you know, you're at high risk for breast cancer. Maybe there's been a case, but no. Your kid gets addicted to a narcotic, right? Is it the doctor's fault? Remember there was a lawsuit, I think there's been multiple lawsuits, where doctors have been blamed if you got addicted to smoking. Well, doctors should have told you tobacco is addictive. Well, we did. We told you to quit smoking. No, 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 but you really didn't talk to them. You really didn't. Okay, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to wipe your butts? Our job as medical providers is to keep you on your feet. We don't want to do harm, but we are working with whatever tools we have. Now, of course, Elizabeth, and again, I feel for you. I think that stinks that your son is addicted to opioids, and I really feel bad that he had a car accident. Sounded like he suffered a horrific car accident when he was 25. But if, I mean, if he was in a car accident and he was given a painkiller, and that painkiller helped, and he asked for more, there is some blame on the patient. Now, it's very interesting because I get emails or I get notes on Facebook saying, no, the patient only wanted, I only wanted Tylenol or I only wanted ibuprofen, and the doctor forced the narcotic prescription in my hand. That doesn't really happen. We're not going to force a prescription in your hand. We're not going to force you to go to the pharmacy and fill it. We're not going to be, you know, in your kitchen handing you a glass of water to take the pill. Okay? That doesn't happen. So if a doctor does offer you, or a medical provider offers you a narcotic prescription, does that mean they are, quote, causing harm? Now, when you ask a person who was in severe pain from a car accident, what would they rather do? Be out of pain, okay, or avoid the 1 in 1,000 or 2,000 chance of them taking one pill to relieve their pain and becoming addicted? Most likely, the average person in pain says, look, let me get out of pain so I can think clearly, because I will do anything right now. I'm in so much pain. Now, somebody could say, well, then a doctor has to realize there may be a competency issue right there. That patient cannot make good decisions for themselves. They're in pain. Get the person out of pain. For crying out loud, people are in pain. If somebody is in pain, get them out of pain. People don't like pain. Pain makes you crazy. Pain makes you, it's hard to sleep. It's hard to concentrate. You get grumpy. You don't drive well if you're in pain. I see people with stiff necks, horrible necks, and they drive. Why are they driving? Why are they in a car? Can they turn their neck? Can they look around and do at least a 180? Can they look around? Can they look out their blind spot? No. So what the hell are they doing driving? I'm not saying I want them on a narcotic when they drive. You shouldn't drive on a narcotic. But, you know, people in pain are not functioning where they need to function. So what could have happened with this kid where he was a kid, he was young, he was in a car accident, and now he's addicted to narcotics? She said different doctors. Okay, so the question is, why did you have a different doctor? Well, if the kid went to urgent care for the first accident or the ER, then he gets discharged, told to follow up. He follows up with a primary care physician or nurse practitioner, etc., at a clinic. Most young people don't have a regular doctor that they see because they're healthy. Then that clinic hires or fires a new medical provider, or they hire physician assistants or nurse practitioners. So now maybe because you aren't a new patient, you'll see the physician assistant. Then you may see another physician assistant. Now, usually these companies want to keep continuity of care, but not all physician assistants or doctors or nurse practitioners stay put. Salary stinks. They're overworked. Things happen. They leave. So it's very easy for you to get a different physician each time. What if this kid didn't go to the same clinic? What if he said, crap, I'm out of my medications, I'm going to run to the urgent care? A lot of people, their primary care doctor is the neighborhood urgent care, which is going to be a different doctor on a different shift each time. So again, whose fault is that? Now, when we were talking about Tom Petty and the Los Angeles medical examiner's report revealed that Tom Petty had been taking benzodiazepines and opioids, he was also on an antidepressant, and we talked about how if you're on an antidepressant, you got to be very careful being on an opioid, right? And you can't be mixing benzodiazepines like Xanax and clonazepam and Valium with narcotics because that could accentuate the respiratory depression and cause you to die. Okay, you could be taking less of a narcotic and still, quote unquote, overdose if you have other medicines on board. And somebody on Facebook had said, I wonder if the family could sue Tom Petty's doctor. I'd like you guys to all consider a scenario. And again, I know we bring this topic up on my show, but it's because you guys are bringing it up. People want to sue the doctor. Everybody wants to be anti-doctor. When Whitney Houston died, it was the doctor. When Michael Jackson died, it was the doctor. Although Conrad Murray did some stupid things, trust me. You don't get propofol in someone's bedroom. I don't know what the hell that was about. But people want to blame the doctor. Keep blaming the doctor. Sue the doctor. Keep making the doctor the bad guy. You won't have a doctor to go to later. Why should anybody put their license on the line? Put their house, their kids' education, anything they built, you know, why the hell should they? Because they wanted you to be out of pain? You know, this quick knee-jerk reflex, let's sue the doctor. I mean, it's, and remember, one lawsuit across the country makes somebody in your neck of the woods go, well, nah, I don't think I want to get sued. Every time I heard of a doctor getting sued and for what they got sued for, I changed my practice. Like, I don't want to get sued for that. That's BS. I told you guys, when it came to estrogen, a lot of women need estrogen when they go through menopause. It's a very merciful thing to do, okay? Because menopause, from what I'm understanding, is pretty rough. I'm not looking forward to it myself. And so when one of my patients had high blood pressure, I noticed she was on Prempro, which is an estrogen-progesterone combination. A lot of women were on that at the time. And I asked her if she was really in love with it because I'd like to take her off temporarily and see if her blood pressure goes to normal. She goes, yeah, I don't like it. My doctor gave it to me. My gynecologist gave it to me. Yeah, go ahead. So we stopped the Prempro, and sure enough, her blood pressure normalizes. It looks good. So good. She comes back a few months later for a blood pressure recheck and to get her mammogram ordered, because now she was at the year mark for a mammogram. That's when we were doing yearly mammograms. So set up for a mammogram. Turns out she has a lump. It gets biopsied, and she has stage 2 breast cancer. Her family, who I had been seeing for years, husband, her grandchildren, right, whole family. The husband says, we need your records. I could get it, send it to my attorney. My attorney thinks that he could sue anybody who ever gave her the Prempro, because with the Women's Health Initiative, it's been linked to breast cancer. I was the only one that never gave it to her, so I didn't get sued. But after that, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll never give estrogen. I'll just have the gynecologist do it, because I don't want somebody later suing me if they get breast cancer. This is what doctors do when they think somebody's going to be after them for anything. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of
of Spanish. Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know how we'll go to a, magic show, and you'll see a body levitate? Apparently, sci-fi technology says they can't float objects in midair. The technology is there. And tractor beams have been made, I guess, to help levitate objects. This could later lead to futuristic, far-out new uses for the technology and open the door to levitating much larger objects, including humans. Engineers from the University of Bristol have been able to trap, essentially levitate objects, that's what they're calling it, trap when you levitate it, objects, using an acoustic tractor beam that is larger than the wavelengths of sound used by the device. They say acoustic researchers have been frustrated by the size limit for years, so it's satisfying to find a way to overcome it. I think it opens the door to many new applications. Asier Marzo from Bristol's Department of Mechanical Engineering said in a release. Those applications could include touchless control of drug capsules or microsurgical implements inside the human body using sonic tractor beams. Excuse me, I am not going to trust a scalpel inside my body being controlled by some tractor beam outside of my body. Oh, hell no. They say it could also become possible to move and manipulate fragile items in a whole new way. So they're very, very excited about working on this. The breakthrough comes from using rapidly fluctuating acoustic vortices, which the team describes as similar to tornadoes of sound made of a twister-like structure with loud snoring surrounding a silent... Okay, core. So you see the problem here? If this is based on sound, what if somebody in the OR goes... Right? I mean, well, that messed up the acoustics. They say by changing the twisting direction of the vortices, the researchers were able, that does happen in an ER. That's why, you know, we say, you know, flammable. There's like a lot of flammable type stuff there. The oxygen, you really got to be careful. Remember somebody farted in surgery and caused a fire? It happens. It was the patient. By changing the twisting direction of vortices, researchers are able to stabilize the tractor beam and increase the size of the silent core, allowing it to hold larger objects. Using this technique and 40 kilohertz ultrasonic waves, which is a pitch that bats can hear, they were able to levitate a 2-centimeter pyrostene sphere, the largest object ever trapped in a real-world tractor beam. So basically floating on air. So I'm trying to pull this up. And I am seeing a little baby thing. You know, it's funny. You see the little thing, you know, the little round little particle thing floating up there. It looks all cute. But, you know, if you guys have ever been in one of those wind tunnel things where it lets you pretend like you're floating on air, a bunch of wind could do that too. So I don't know if there's some air coming through. But anyway, we really want to, you know, see some Star Trek cool stuff when it comes to medicine and it comes to, you know, all these new advancements. So maybe we'll see it in our day and age. Women are not going for pap smears. Why? According to this new study, they're embarrassed. Really? Of course we're embarrassed. The charity Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust surveyed 2,000 British women. A third said embarrassment caused them to delay getting a pap smear. Pap smears can prevent 75% of cervical cancers. The charity said cervical cancer is the most common cancer in women under the age of 35, yet two-thirds of those surveyed were not aware that they were most at risk. Now, cervical cancer kills, 19,000 people a year, I believe, in the U.S.? And it is one of the most preventable cancers out there. A lot of women don't want to go to a medical doctor. They don't want to be naked. They don't want somebody right up in there because you got to get close. They don't want the feel of it. It's not very comfortable having a metal speculum or a plastic speculum put in, clamping on the cervix, trying to scrape, you know, you get a scraping of the cells. That's not fun. Okay? It's embarrassing. And then some people don't go because they really don't want stuff to be found. And so a lot of people also don't want medical students in there. Lauren Benny said she put off having a pap smear until the age of 30 because she was naive, embarrassed, and uneducated about the female body. She said, so many silly things stopped me from getting my pap smear. She said, I worried about the nurse being able to take one look at my bits and have some magic skill to be able to determine the sexual partners I've had. I thought a lot about what kind of underwear and clothes to wear. And she also thought that she might recognize the medical students who would be asked to be in the room. I didn't know at the time, but the embarrassment I felt I was going was actually doing my body damage. Now, I get asked that a lot. Unfortunately, she did end up having abnormal cells. And then she ended up, you know, she ended up having to have that taken care of. But a lot of people tell me, they go, look, I don't want a bunch of people in the room. I don't want strangers in the room. Why is it that, you know, I go to the doctor and I have to be naked? It really violates my privacy. It violates my rights. Well, then fine, don't go. You know, you have to basically look at your body as it's not a naked object. It's something you need to take care of. People look, you know, in the undercarriage of your car, if you want your car running, you know, same thing. I mean, I hate going to the doctor. I hate going. I can't tell you how many people have been either in my colon with a colonoscopy or vagina or whatever, it, you know, medically speaking. I hate it. It sucks. It's embarrassing, and it does. And people I don't know and never will know or see again have seen me naked. I hate that. But you want to know what? It's just going to happen. You know, and hopefully all medical professionals are very professional, such that you don't have to worry about them going home, going, oh, I saw Dr. Dahlia's boobs. Okay, they're not going to do that, and nobody cares. And when somebody does that, that's immature, you know? So, you know, it is embarrassing. I get that. And you can't always ask for a medical student to not be in the room. So a survey found young women were embarrassed because of their body shape, the appearance of their vulva, or concerns over odor. A third said they wouldn't go if they hadn't waxed or shaved their bikini area. 15% also said they would miss their pap smear if they had a gym class or a waxing appointment. So are we being just a little too vain? Yes, we are. So, you know, Cervical Cancer Month, I believe, I forget what month is Cervical Cancer Month. I think we're coming up on it. And I would strongly urge people to, you know, get themselves screened. Look, guys have to get their prostates checked. I know that doesn't sound fun, and I know they're worried about odors also, but this is the human body. We medical professionals are professional. Amazon Go opened, some of their stores opened today, where this high-tech, no-checkout queues, no cashiers, is going to be open to the public. Amazon Go will allow you to enter the store, put items into your shopping bag, and just leave. There's no cashiers to interact with, hence no need for employment. That saves them money. All transactions made wirelessly through the Amazon Go app and your Amazon account. They announced in December 2016 that they were going to open its single location to Amazon employees only first. Customers had to scan the Amazon Go app, then go into a turnstile entryway before they go into the store. Then they could pick up the items they want, food, drinks, alcohol, leave when they wish. And then every now and then there could be an employee that may check your ID if you purchase alcohol. But other than that, you just go and then your Amazon account gets billed. Most likely it's not a bill that you pay later. Just like any other grocery store, there's probably, you know, you'll have to pay right then and there. So my guess is the credit card will be charged. That's why it scans you before you go in so they know there's funds. Amazon Go works based on cameras, shelf sensors, and the company's computer vision system that together monitor your actions in the store as well as the movement of items on the shelves. Now, they say the technology isn't foolproof because it can get confusing when the store is crowded, but what they could easily do is, you know, what they could easily do is put, you know, have people come in one at a time, make sure items get placed back. But if you guys notice, this type of shopping is going to allow stores to hire less employees. You have the products, you walk in, you do what you need to. Yeah, they're going to have employees stock, but now they don't have to have cashiers, they don't have to have people bag. So we're becoming more and more futuristic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.